This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and right now joining us on the phone is Eric Francis. He's the CEO of Bethelwood Center for the Arts, who had to make the difficult announcement yesterday that they're canceling their main stage pavilion season this year. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you? In light of everything that's going on, I have no complaints.
Right. Well, at least we have work ahead of us. We've got things to do. So that's good.
Absolutely.
So I imagine you're very busy, so we're glad that you took the time to talk to us. I mean, this was a major announcement you had to make yesterday. You know, the whole community came together last year for this big, stellar 50th Woodstock anniversary year, and that was you guys at Bethel Woods and everybody under your umbrella, and then, you know, local officials, law enforcement, emergency responders, businesses, even local radio stations, us here at WJFF. It felt like the whole community came together to mark this occasion and make it happen for the many people came from everywhere. And now we're going from that to a year where you're not even going to be able to have the big concerts on the big stage. Like, what's that like, going from the one to the other? And do any lessons that were learned from last year carry over to this experience?
Well, you know what, Jason? It is surreal, but honestly, last year was amazing. And like you said, it was a big effort with the community, law enforcement, the health department, the Department of Transportation, you know, and the fans. And, you know, in light of everything that's happening now, and it harkens back to 69, it puts everything in perspective. But our staff did a great job coming up with a whole year of programming last year. And, you know, despite the potential event up at Watkins Glen, which, you know, required us to be even more creative, but the staff have been working hard in light of this situation, coming up with ways to still stay together and still do something when hopefully the time permits and we can maybe open the venue up and also work virtually where we can. But, you know, I have a great team in place, and it's just a testament to them that we're holding it together.
So if I said, like, anything carry over from last year to this year, the team and how you came together, that's going to help you out for this.
Absolutely. They've been great. And, you know, everybody, we're like a family. So we're dealing with this as a family, and we're all very, very optimistic about, you know, the remainder of this year where we can do things. And I think there'll be a lot of demand and a lot of programming for next year that's really exciting.
Now, I think there's a lot that goes into Bethel Woods that people don't realize. There's a lot that goes into the big pavilion shows that people don't really think about, like partnering with this promoter, that promoter, Live Nation, things like that. Can you give us just a quick kind of synopsis of what led up to making this decision, how you've been following the news for the past couple months, and, you know, how you were making this plan and what you were waiting to see before you made the final decision?
Yeah, it was a very hard decision to make. I mean, you know, every day I had an appointment with our governor to watch his press conference, to, you know, learn and stay on top of what decisions were being made from his regard. But, you know, many artists were canceling their tours nationwide. It left a little to no content for us to present on the main stage. And although the news is positive for our region, it's still open to you know, a lot of decision-making on the government's part. And then what will happen when we make it to phase four, where arts entertainment are allowed to open? So the timeline's kind of odd. And then, you know, lastly, you still have to worry about, are the fans going to come out? Are they comfortable? Even if we, you know, did everything to keep it safe, are they going to come? So it was a tough decision. But, you know, Bethel Woods is known for a certain level of quality. And if we can't offer that quality, we didn't. You know, we didn't want to be out there trying to, you know, hobble things together. So it was a tough decision. And like I said, we'll figure out ways to use the campus when we're allowed to open it. If we can do drive-in type concerts and things, we're looking at all those options for us. And we're working through that now, and hopefully we'll be in a position to do some of those things shortly.
You know, these big concerts that take place, especially the ones that draw, you know, up to, you know, 14,000 people possibly, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people on the ground. working the stage, the sound, concessions, merchandise, security, parking. It's really this whole mobilization of people. How many people does a typical Bethel Woods concert season employ on the site, and how many people will this be impacting?
Well, there's at least, 750 to 1,000 people, even with the volunteers to put on a sold-out event, and all the people we touch throughout the season with stagehands and security people and our event staff. So, this is somewhere between 750 and 1,000 people that'll be impacted by, no events at the site this year.
Wow. And then, of course, there's the ripple effects in the community that, so much of the development that's happened both right there in Bethel, Conyanga Lake, and then wider across the county is connected to what Bethel Woods has been doing and its mere existence over the last, 14 years. So that's it's a lot to take in. Are you talking to any, have you heard from any of the local businesses or other entities in the community? As you've been making these decisions, have you been in touch with them?
Oh, yeah, we talked to a lot of the community members, and even with the announcement yesterday, I've heard from a lot of people who have been supportive, understood the decision, kind of felt it was coming. They were appreciative. We were holding out to try and figure something out, but, I think everybody's been tremendously supportive, and, it's a bummer all around, and it's sad news, but, we're hopeful to do some things that'll bring the community together where we can this year.
Right. And along those lines, I mean, Bethel Woods isn't just a concert venue. It's a museum. It's an arts hub. It's a community education resource. It's a center for the arts. So what's been happening with all the other aspects of Bethel Woods, and what can people expect for this season that's not these big stage shows?
Well, a couple of things. When we hopefully are able to open the museum in the short term, we were planning to launch our augmented reality tour of the site, which is, walk the site with an iPad, and you'll be able to take in some of the sounds and video, that took place in 1969. So that's something that's a great thing to do socially distance-wise for the summer when we're allowed to open. We have the Bindi Bazaar trails, which, are open, where you can go and walk through the trails where the original vending took place. A couple weeks ago, we started a program called Growing Hope, where we gave kids in the community pots and seeds to grow different flowers that will be planted as part of a community garden on the property, when we're able to do that. And we're hopeful that, we'll be able to revamp some of the education programming in some way, shape, or form in the next couple of weeks, as well as we're still hopeful that the Harvest Festival and the beverage festivals that we do in the fall might still have a chance of happening.
And because it doesn't require such a big build out, is it possible that you might be having some of the indoor smaller shows depending what the news is later in the season?
That is our hope, that the event gallery can ramp up and do some of the shows that are still on the schedule. A few of them have been moved around, but our hope is that that will be able to open in some capacity.
We've only got about a minute here, but I just realized there's something that I didn't think that we should ask you about, but it was in your message that you posted to social media yesterday, which is you're a much bigger nonprofit than us, but you're a nonprofit like so many others right now that has to worry about where your funding's coming from, especially as you're losing so much of the funding that would have been coming in from just the foot traffic. So you announced something yesterday about a matching contribution if people make contributions to Bethel Woods right now?
Yeah, so our very generous member of our Board of Trustees is matching dollar for dollar. Any one of our guests who have bought tickets or bought a membership or bought a season lawn pass, it's an option to donate that back to us to help keep us alive through this. There are other options as far as refunding or shelving your membership for next year, which are all out there. But, that is something that is in process to help keep us afloat through the hard times.
And if people are like season pass holders, you've got folks that will talk to them about what their options are?
Absolutely. If they just call our main number, they can talk to somebody live and discuss the options for sure.
Okay. And I'm sure there's lots of info up at BethelWoodsCenter.org. That's your website, BethelWoodsCenter.org. Eric Francis, CEO of Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Jason. And give my best to everybody at JFF.
Will do. And good luck with everything you're doing there. We'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you.
This is Radio Catskill, and again, the website for Bethel Woods is BethelWoodsCenter.org. That's where a lot of the information will be. Okay, and that's it for the first hour news. We still have two more guests coming up over the course of the next hour. And this coming hour, we will be speaking with Shannon Wong. She's from the New York Civil Liberties Union. And this is a crucial time to be checking in with her, especially...